Just talked about a story where the billionaire Matty Maroon fought City Hall over the state of Michigan and he lost. Well, we've got another point here, but it just goes with the opposite. You've got just a little local guy from Taylor who went up against Walmart and beat him. State Representative Douglas Geis is on the other end of our line. Douglas, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. One of my best friends in the world is from Taylor, Tucky. I've been there many times and love to be down there by the airport.
Well, I'll just I don't like the Tucky part of it, but appreciate that you got a friend down here.
All right, I wasn't taking a shot. Believe me, that's his shot. But let's talk about this lawsuit against Walmart. Tell us about it.
Well, last year, around this time, the governor and the state had chose this issue and was very specific in his state of the state address and called for a change to the item pricing law. And kind of going back to that time, I felt that the laws or the change that was proposed, which was to get rid of item pricing stickers, was the wrong way to go, and the governor had asked, challenge us lawmakers to make sure that our decisions were based upon data, and what I had done at that point in time was to show that there was an issue in compliance with the previous law, which there was about 21% of items that didn't have any price on the item, and nearly 30% that didn't have a price on the shelf. One of the arguments that they made was by changing this law, consumers would save money. But I had a couple colleagues, Representative Barnett, Representative Santana, that compared Michigan prices to Ohio and Indiana, where they didn't have the item pricing law, and found that our prices were about 0.5% lower. So the whole argument that we needed to change this law, I didn't agree with. But nonetheless, it was passed, and it went into effect on September 1st of last year. In October, when I was driving home from Lansing, I got a call from my wife. My son was working on a kindergarten project and needed, two different types of noodles to make one of those pattern necklaces. They were teaching him patterns, and just off the cuff, she said, "Oh, he'd like to have some pistachios." So picked up a bag of those, went through the checkout. When I got done, I looked at the receipt and was charged nearly $11 for a bag of pistachios. And, I knew that, there was no price anywhere around the product that said, $10.58. But the process now, beforehand, you'd be able to look at the item and say, okay, this is what it should have cost because it's got the sticker on it. This is what I was charged, looking at the receipt. The process now, what you have to do is you have to go back into the store. You've got to take photos of the area, which is what I did. I went up to the customer service desk. I had to wait in line. Got up to the front of the line, talked to the young lady, and she wasn't really certain what she was supposed to do. So she then called in a manager, waited another 10 minutes for the manager to come. And when he did, he said, yes, there should have been a price on the shelf that told you, what it should have cost. And what he chose to do was to give me the price difference between $10.58 and the price that was closest to that product, which was $3.98, plus the $5 bounty. In reviewing, there's a little bit of information on the Attorney General's website, and what it says there is, can I bring a lawsuit when a store fails to properly display the price of items? And it says, a person who suffers a loss as a result of violation of this act, they bring an individual class action lawsuit for actual damages or $250, whichever is greater. My contention was it took me 30 minutes to go through that entire process, and based upon kind of an hourly rate, I was out roughly $16. I had been made whole maybe about $10, so I was still out roughly $5 or $6 in terms of my time. So I felt that I had a loss under the act, and I filed a small claims lawsuit. And in mediation this past Tuesday, Walmart agreed to settle my small claims challenge for $250 plus court costs. And I'm happy to say that I'm going to donate that $250 to the Taylor Reading Corps, which is a group of individuals here in Taylor that are trying to increase test scores on reading for Taylor students. So I don't get any benefit out of this other than The satisfaction of kind of fleshing out this new law. I didn't put that $250, fine in there. It was the Republicans who supported this bill. But, we had nearly 40 years of kind of case law under the previous item pricing. What we're finding is that consumers don't know what their rights are. Businesses don't know what their responsibilities are. And what they did in this legislation, which is a little bit tricky, is they put a $100,000 appropriation into the bill, ostensibly for education. In reality, what that does is it precludes citizens from challenging this law by putting a referendum on the ballot. If there's any type of an appropriation in a bill by state constitution, you can't overturn that by referendum. So they put this $100,000 education allotment in there. But what it really does is it keeps people from overturning the law.
Now, it sounds like Walmart admitted they made a mistake, gave you your money back, less than $5 for your time. Wasn't that a lot of time and effort? Aren't you, like, being a little harsh on Walmart?
Well, here's the first, my issue isn't with Walmart. I think, Walmart has behaved, reasonably and forthright in this kind of action. I'm not going after Walmart or trying to trash Walmart, and that's what I told their representatives. But here's the thing. I got a call from Dennis Archer roughly last December, and he said, what are you trying to accomplish here? And what I was trying to accomplish was to set precedent. What are people's rights under this new law? And he said, this is going to take a lot of time and effort. And I said, well, Dennis, I'm certain that you're being paid right now for your time that you're speaking to me. And I believe that consumers' time is just as valuable as any CEO's time. So all I'm asking retailers to do is to be clear about what the price is of a product. And then a consumer can make that determination. Is this a good value for my money? If I look at a product and I look at a price and I make that determination, and then later on I am either overcharged or misled on what it should have cost, then I think that there's an issue. So what I'm trying to do, and I've seen this at many other stores. Walmart was kind of, was the one I chose to kind of go forward with, but I've experienced it at Toys R Us. I've experienced it at Home Depot. And I've talked to the managers at both stores, and they said, we really don't know what we're supposed to be doing. And we haven't been given any information about, how to train our employees. And so I, after having those conversations, I've sent information off to, that manager at Toys R Us to say, this is what the new law is. So, most people won't go through this time and effort. I understand that. And, my kind of role here was just to say, what are people's rights? Because it's not clear. I mean, even on the Attorney General's website, right, it should be kind of clear about what your rights are. Under item 9 in this item pricing kind of walkthrough, there's a question, can a seller, as a condition of paying the difference between the price I was charged and the price displayed, ask me to provide my name, address, and phone number? And the Attorney General's response is, probably not. I'm an engineer. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think that probably not is a definitive legal advice that should be given out by our Attorney General.
All right, we're talking with State Representative Douglas Guy. So, Representative, does this set the stage for you to try and repeal, change, upgrade, if you will, the item pricing law?
Well, I believe that there needs to be changes. I think there needs to be a clear definition of the font size of the price, as well as readily available means of tying that price tag to the item. In all reality, the folks that advocated for this change, I don't believe are going to say, oops, I was wrong, and they're going to undo it. Much like, the governor's not going to say, oops, I was wrong on the, pinching taxes and or taxing pensions and undo it. my hope, though, is that, you know, by raising this as an issue, you know, there may be some common sense amendments that people will agree to as part of the bill.
All right, Representative Geist, we'll be following this story. Thanks so much for your time. Intriguing story. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.